From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media on the second meeting of the Hudson Housing Task Force held on Monday, November the 20th at the Columbia County Chamber of Commerce office on North Front Street. The group is tasked with finding a way to tackle housing needs in the city. Mayor Tiffany Martin Hamilton said more than 100 housing units will be needed in Hudson over the next 5 years to meet current demand. According to a housing needs and assessment commissioned by the Columbia County Board of Supervisors, the condition of Hudson's housing stock is poor to average. There is limited new multifamily rental housing in the city. Only 3.5% of the residential structures have been constructed since 2005, according to the report. Hamilton said, and I quote, "We as a city can't make this happen. We need to bring developers to the table," end quote. A factor in the Hudson housing crisis is the number of vacant properties, according to some members of the task force. According to one report, more than 96.5 acres within the city are classified as vacant. Task force members have been asked to identify their top five ways to address housing concerns in Hudson. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Britt Van Winkle Council of Boy Scouts of America collected more than 76,000 food items during its annual Scouting for Food Drive on Saturday, November the 11th. The food collected will be distributed to 44 food pantries and soup kitchens in Ulster and Greene counties. More than 1,500 Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, with the help of 1,000 leaders and parents, collected the food and gave it directly to the food pantries. An additional 1,000 volunteers from the pantries, churches, service clubs, and fire departments helped sort and pack food for the pantries. If anyone missed the collection period, the council suggests they take items to a local food pantry or church or call 845-399-0846 to arrange for a pickup. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential. The State Thruway Authority on Monday, November the 20th, launched its new phone app to provide motorists with real-time information about traffic and road conditions, tolls, and rest stop locations on the statewide 570-mile highway. A safety setting option also uses voice announcements for roadway updates while traveling. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, and I quote, "By connecting travelers with real-time information, this new app will help ease travel along the thruway, promote responsible driving habits, and support an easier, less congested holiday commute for all," end quote. The app is available to download for free on iPhone and Android devices. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. And finally, Amelia Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The town of Kinderhook announced this month it has received 77 acres of land previously owned by the state. Town Supervisor Pat Grattan announced at the November Town Board meeting the state has granted the land located behind Volunteer Park on State Farm Road to the town at no cost. The town will have to pay some closing costs on the transfer, however. The land will be used for trails and recreation, Grattan said. In October, the State Office of General Services announced the land would be auctioned off. Approximately 25% of the acreage is wooded, and the Belasia Kill Creek runs along the back of the property. Grattan thanked the members of the town's Recreation and Trails Committees for their work on obtaining the land. He said, and I quote, "It will be an asset," end quote. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 55 degrees. For Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers after 4 a.m. There will be increasing clouds with the temperature low around 37 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, a chance of rain and snow showers before 8 a.m., then a chance of rain showers between 8 a.m. and noon. It will be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny on Wednesday with a temperature high near 43 degrees. And for Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 23. And on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, mostly sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. The sun rose this morning at 6:54 a.m., and the sun will set at 4:27 p.m., which will give us 9 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, about 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 21st day of November 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.